see. What kind of onions might you have?
Bermuda.
Or in spring, the kind eat the stalk. You call them green onions, or shallots, or scallions, or spring onions, or winter onions.
Well, we have winter onions out there.
On the top of the corn stalk, there's a what?
Tassel.
And when you eat the corn, you got to pick off a little string. Call it
silk.
Now, two kind of melons you might eat in the summer would be a watermelon or a
muskmelon.
And out in the woods, you might see these things growing.
Tree?
Or they're just a little thing, about that tall in the grass.
Oh, mushroom.
And you better watch out that you don't pick the wrong kind.
Yeah.
That's a what? Something stool.
Toadstools. Yeah, which are similar.
Well, one other thing you might grow in the garden is something I like very much. It looks something like a gourd, only cut it in half and bake it, put brown sugar in it. Have some baked squash. The child said, I can't give the child a pill, and he said, I'm sorry, I just can't.
Down.
Or a
swallow.
Somebody says, can you do it? And you say, no, I
can't. Okay. Cannot.
Oh, can't's fine. I mean, I say that. Don't have to worry about being correct here. Somebody says, you ought to do it. And you say, well, I ought to do it. How would you say no? Using ought. I ought
not to.
You would say, I oughtn't, or I hadn't ought to do it.
Hadn't ought to do it. Would that be all right?
And the opposite of that would be, he. That's all right, I think I got her. Somebody says, you will do it, and you say, no, I
will not do it.
Or
I won't.
Do you have any owls around here?
Owls? Yes.
What kind do they have?
I don't know just what
they call them.
Chicken owl one.
They have a screech owl or a hoot owl or call them any names like that?
Hoot owl? I don't think they have a screech owl.
What's a varmint?
Well, skunk, weasel, mink.
They get into what?
Poultry houses. As a general rule.
You wouldn't talk about a varmint getting in the house. Say, a varmint wouldn't be a mouse that gets into the flower.
Well, I guess they would be listed as varmints. Rats and mice.
How about a bug that gets in the sugar?
Called an insect.
You wouldn't call that. Okay. Just want to see where we draw the line. My wife says a varmint's a bug, but she didn't know about hen house varmints. Of course, we wouldn't. We live in the city. See?